The Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien. Prepared for radio in 13 episodes by Brian Sibley. With Ian Holm, Michael Horton, Robert Stevens, and Peter Woodthorpe. Episode 5, adapted by Michael Bakewell. The Mirror of Galadriel.
Back from this bridge, or I shall plunge you into the abyss. And fall, spawn of Melkor, fall! Fly, you fools!
Gandalf! He's gone!
Come! I will lead you now. We must obey his last command. Follow me! Do not look back! We are not through yet.
There is light ahead!
An orc's guarding the gate!
Follow me! Elendil!
They're running away!
Now! Quickly!
Out of the gates they ran and sprang down the huge and age-worn steps, the threshold of Moria. Dimrill Dale lay about them. It was but 1 hour after noon. Grief at last wholly overcame them, and they wept long.
Farewell, Gandalf. Did I not say to you, if you pass the doors of Moria, beware? Alas, that I spoke true.
What hope is there for us without him?
We must do without hope. At least we may yet be avenged. Let us gird ourselves and weep no more. Come, we have a long road and much to do.
But where shall we go?
I shall take you by the road that Gandalf chose. The road down the Silver Lode to Lothlorien.
Begging your pardon, but do we have to go on just yet? Poor Mr. Frodo's not had a chance to rest himself since that filthy orc thrust his spear at him.
I'm sorry, Frodo. So much has happened this day that I had forgotten that you were hurt. We have done nothing to ease you. Come now, let us see your wound.
I'm all right, Aragorn. All I need is food and a little rest.
No, we must have a look. I still marvel that you are alive at all. Help me to get his jacket off, sir. Look, my friends. Here's a pretty hobbit skin to wrap an elven princeling in.
Mithril coat! I have never heard tell of one so fair. Is this the coat that Gandalf spoke of? Then he undervalued it, but it was well given.
Oh, dear old Bilbo, I love him more than ever. I do hope we get a chance of telling him about it.
When they had eaten, the company continued on their way. For 3 hours they travelled. The night wind blew chill up the valley to meet them. Before them, a wide grey shadow loomed.
Do you hear the wind among the leaves? Lothlorien. Lothlorien. The fairest of the dwellings of the elves. We've come to the eaves of the Golden Wood. Alas, that it is winter.
Lothlorien. Let us hope that the virtue of the elves will keep us tonight from the peril that comes behind.
If elves indeed still dwell in this darkening world.
Here is Nimrodel. Of this stream the Sylvan Elves made many songs long ago. And still we sing them in the north, remembering the rainbow on its falls and the golden flowers that floated in its foam. But all is dark now since sorrow came upon Lothlorien.
What sorrow?
The sorrow that came when the dwarves awakened evil in the mountains.
But the dwarves did not make the evil.
I did not say so. Yet evil came.
Listen. Is it the wind in the trees? Or are there voices?
Narrow!
Be still. Do not move or speak. I will climb up into the tree. Wait here. Who are they? They're elves.
Frodo! Come up!
Yes!
They wish to talk to you!
Oh, they've let down a rope ladder.
Come, Frodo!
Welcome. We have heard rumors of your coming, for the messengers of Elrond passed by Lorien on their way home up the Dimrill Stair. Haldir is my name. So, you are Frodo.
I am.
You do not look evil. And since you come with an elf of our kindred, we are willing to befriend you. Tomorrow I will lead you to Celeborn. Tonight you must stay here. How many are you?
8. Myself, 4 hobbits and 2 men, one of whom, Aragorn, is an elf friend of the folk of Westerness.
His name is known in Lorien, and he has the favor of the Lady Galadriel. But you have yet spoken only of 7.
The 8th is a dwarf.
Dwarf?
Since the dark days, they are not permitted in our land.
But Elrond himself chose him to be one of our companions. He is brave and faithful.
Well, then he shall pass. But it is against our liking. You shall take refuge with him and the 2 men in the next tree. The hobbits shall stay with us. We do not fear them.
The hobbits found it hard to go to sleep that night, for they do not like heights. But lulled by the murmur of the falls of Nimrodel, they slept. Late in the night, Frodo awoke.
What?
Don't worry. I'm stowing the rope ladder.
But what is it?
Orcs. But have no fear. They're going away. Go back to sleep.
Yes. But orcs can climb trees. What's that? Something is climbing the tree. That's not an orc. But it isn't an elf either.
Did you see it?
Yes.
Oh, I've never seen anything like that before. It was no orc. They have passed by. But we must take the road south as soon as it is fully light.
The following morning, the company crossed the Silver Load and entered Lorien.
Like stepping over a bridge of time into a corner of the elder days. A world that is no more, but where ancient things still live on in the waking world.
After they had walked many leagues through the trees, they came to an open space where stood a great mound covered with a sward of grass as green as springtime in the elder days. Upon it, as a double crown, grew 2 circles of trees. The outer had bark of snowy white and were leafless, but beautiful in their shapely nakedness. The inner were mallorn trees of great height, still arrayed in pale gold. High amid the branches of a towering tree that stood in the center of all, there gleamed a great white platform.
You are come to Cerin Amroth, for this is the heart of the ancient realm as it was long ago.
In winter here, no heart could mourn for summer or for spring.
No. It's sunlight and bright day right enough. I thought that elves were all for moon and stars. But this is more elvish than anything I ever heard tell of. I feel as if I was inside a song, if you take my meaning.
Here is the heart of elvendom on earth, Arwen Vanimilden Amari. Here my heart dwells ever, unless there be light beyond the dark roads that we must tread. Let us continue our journey to Carus Galadhrim. The city of green towers.
Here dwell Celeborn and Galadriel. It is their wish that you should ascend and speak with them.
They climbed slowly up a mallorn tree, taller than any they had yet seen. And at a great height above the ground, they came to a wide wooden platform. On 2 chairs beneath the bole of the tree, there sat side by side Celeborn and Galadriel. They were clad wholly in white, and the hair of the lady was of deep gold, and the hair of the Lord Celeborn was of silver, long and bright. But no sign of age was upon them, unless it were in the depths of their eyes.
Sit down beside my chair, Frodo of the Shire. When all have come, we will speak together. Welcome, Aragorn, son of Arathorn. It is 38 years of the world outside since you came to this land, and those years lie heavy on you. But the end is near, for good or ill. Here, lay aside your burden for a while. Welcome, Gimli, son of Glóin. It is long indeed since we saw one of Durin's folk in Carras Galadthon. But today we have broken our long law against your race. May it be a sign that though the world is now dark, better days are at hand, and that friendship shall be renewed between our peoples.
But where is Gandalf the Grey? He set out with your company, yet I know he did not pass the borders of this land. Tell us where he is, for I much desired to speak with him again.
Alas, Gandalf the Grey fell into shadow. He remained in Moria and did not escape.
He saved us. And he fell.
How came he by his death?
He fell into the abyss, locked in combat with some evil of the ancient world, more terrible than I have ever seen.
It was that which haunts our darkest dreams, Durin's bane.
Alas, we have long feared that under Carathras a terror slept, but had I known that the dwarves had stirred up this evil in Moria again, I would have forbidden you to pass through Lórien, you and all that went with you. And if it were possible, one would say that at the last Gandalf fell from wisdom into folly.
However it may be with a guide, the followers are blameless. Do not repent of your welcome to the dwarf. If our folk had been exiled long and far from Lothlórien, which of us, even Celeborn the Wise, would pass nigh and not wish to look upon their ancient home, though it had become an abode of dragons? Fair were the many pillared halls of Khazad-dûm in elder days, before the fall of mighty kings beneath the stone.
Yet more fair is the living land of Lórien, and the Lady Galadriel is above all jewels that lie beneath the earth.
Let Gimli forget my harsh words. I spoke in the trouble of my heart. I will do what I can to aid you, each according to his wish and need, but especially that one of the little folk who bears the burden.
Your quest is known to us, Frodo. Yet not in vain will it prove that you came to this land seeking aid, as Gandalf himself plainly purposed. For Celeborn, lord of the Galadhrim, is accounted the wisest of elves of Middle-earth, and I have dwelt with him years uncounted. I will not give you counsel, saying do this or do that, for I can avail only in knowing what was and is, and in part also what shall be. But this will I say to you. Your quest stands upon the edge of a knife. Stray but a little, and it will fail to the ruin of all. Yet hope remains, while all the company is true.
And with that word, she held them with her eyes, and in silence looked searchingly at each of them in turn. None, save Legolas and Aragorn, could long endure her glance. Sam quickly blushed and hung his head.
Do not let your hearts be troubled. Tonight you shall sleep in peace.
And what did you blush for, Sam Gamgee? Anyone would have thought you had a guilty conscience.
Oh, yeah. If you want to know, well, I felt as if I hadn't got nothing on and I didn't like it. She seemed to be looking inside me and asking me what I would do if she gave me a chance of flying back to the Shire, to a nice little hole with a bit of garden of my own.
Oh, that's funny. That's almost exactly what I felt myself, only, well... No, I don't think I'll say any more.
It seemed to me, too, that I was offered a choice. To me, it seemed exceedingly strange.
Maybe it was only a test, and she thought to read our thoughts for her own good purpose. But almost I would have said that she was tempting us and offering what she pretended to have the power to give. It need not be said that I refused to listen. The men of Minas Tirith are true to their word. But what of you, Ringbearer? She held you long in her gaze.
Yes, but whatever came into my mind, I will keep there.
Well, have a care. I do not feel too sure of this elvish lady and her purposes.
Speak no evil of the Lady Galadriel. You know not what you say. There is in her and in this land no evil, unless a man bring it hither himself. Then let him beware. But tonight I shall sleep without fear for the first time since I left Rivendell, and may I sleep deep and forget a while my grief. I am weary in body and in heart.
They remained some days in Lothlorien, so far as they could tell or remember. The air was cool and soft, as if it were early spring, yet they felt about them the deep and thoughtful quiet of winter.